All right, so here we go. Taking a look at politicians and religion. In their analysis, Pew found that some religious groups, including Protestants, Catholics, and Jews, actually have greater representation in Congress than in what other group? Talking Congress now, so we're only focusing on the U.S. of A. And so when it comes to Protestants and Catholics and Jews in Congress, there's a greater representation than in what other population? Would you believe the general population? And again, this is what people are purporting to be. This is what they're saying they are. Jews make up 2% of the U.S. adult population, but account for 6% of Congress. Other groups, including Buddhists, Mormons, Muslims, and Orthodox Christians, are represented in Congress in roughly equal proportion to their share of the U.S. population. The group that is most notably underrepresented is the religiously unaffiliated. Now, notice now, because I don't want you to be thinking, oh, wait a minute, hold up. Okay, so we have a lot of bad decisions being made, a lot of decisions being made that are hurting Americans because we have so many people in Congress who have no religious affiliation. No, they said that is the most underrepresented group. They're also known as religious nuns, not N-U-N-S, but N-O-N-E-S. In other words, no religious affiliation, nuns. What religion are you affiliated with? None. The nuns. That group accounts for 23% of the general public. Stay with me now. 23% of the general public have no religious affiliation. What percentage of Congress has no religious affiliation? Would you believe? No, ladies and gentlemen, not 4%. No, not even 2%. Would you believe 0.2%? That's right. 0.2% of Congress identifies as having no religious affiliation. Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, the only member who describes herself as religiously unaffiliated. She's the only one, just one. Most Protestant denominational families, Baptists had the biggest losses, 7 seats, followed by Anglicans and Episcopalians, who lost 6 seats. Non-denominational Protestants gained a total of 4 seats. Protestants in the unspecified or other category also gained 6 seats. The number of seats held by members of other Protestant groups remained roughly the same. How do you think the religious affiliation of our congressmen is impacting our nation? Because, of course, when we talk, you know, we ask that question, how do you suppose the religious affiliation of our congressional leaders is affecting the nation? We're talking about the decisions that they make. How are the decisions that they make affecting us? As I've said before, situations do not create themselves. Even storms. Storms do not create themselves. They're a confluence of things that come together to make storms, to cause storms to appear. And you can best believe whether there is an atmospheric storm or a situational storm, somebody made that storm come about. Some kind of way, things were brought together, forces were brought together, activities were brought together to bring that storm into existence. Let's continue another day. I'll look at where our congressmen are. Again, we're focusing on our congressmen, so we're not looking at all politicians. Looking at our D.C. congressional leaders, seeing where they are with regards to their religious affiliation. And we're going to try to explore how those affiliations may or may not be impacting us as our leaders make their decisions. In the meantime, I do still want you to give some more thought. I know we don't mention it every day, and that's by design. I want to mention it again today, though. I want you to really think about what you can do to let some of life's best moments come through you. I know it may be difficult. You may be tired because there's so much drama. There's so much darkness. There's so much of the wrong thing going on. But don't give up. The trees are still here. We have that beauty. Green grass is still here. We have that beauty. That sun is still shining. We still have that beauty. What can you do to let some sun shine in someone else's life, including your own? What can you do as you let life's light shine in your life, as you continue to make lemonade and be refreshed by that fresh, sweet, great-tasting lemonade? What can you do to then let some of life's best moments come through you? In addition to occasionally sharing lemonade, can you teach someone else how to make lemonade for themselves?